And welcome back to a quick run through for this time. Welcome to DPIY, the podcast where DIY is not what we're good at, but it is how we make our podcast. And we're actually finally going to get to another Cable and Deadpool run through next time. With me, as we usually have, is my co-host, Mr. Verano.
Hello, hello. We will eventually get back to Cable and Deadpool after the programming of more shitting on possible shows that we do and don't like.
And I am Jake, and very tired because of children.
Yeah, you can hear enthusiasm under steady.
Yep. So we do, you know, it is another month. There are a few things that have happened. Of course, I don't remember if I mentioned it on the last episode, but I'm still very disappointed about the cancellation of the Winchesters. I mean, I get it. It wasn't something super exceptional, but I was enjoying watching something horror based that wasn't necessarily awful, but whatever.
I didn't realize such. I know you mentioned it, I forgot that show was even existing. I got the Heart of Flash on the last season. Not so not impressed. Nothing really. Just more twists and turns that seem to be typical.
I mean, the Flash and Titans ended, and I mean, pretty much everything that ever had a connection to the Arrowverse is ending. But and if they did have a connection at some point, like I know that Superman and Lois somehow, I haven't watched it yet, but made clear at the end of the second season that, like, oh yeah, this is not connected to all those other CW things.
Which
So,
I'm fine with because I'm tired of Superman. So never wanted that to connect.
well, I mean, they canceled the Gotham Knights show too, so
Did that even get a script?
I didn't watch it. No, but like the Flash, like the finales, the funny thing about the Flash finale was it was one of those tongue-in-cheek ones where it was kind of like, it's over. But if someone wanted to green light something, here's a few ideas. Wink, wink. You know, no spoilers or anything, but it was kind of blatant and obvious.
I mean, every episode had it wasn't boring. Like they had good action, had good story going, just formula. So you know, surprise with anything at all.
Well, like they had things to get to, things to do, people who were really good, but they, I don't know, they had lightning in a bottle once, and they decided not to follow through with it with a lot of stuff, which sucks, but
Yeah, it's a shame.
yeah, life goes on. There's always the Flash movie that we haven't even tried to see.
I'm tempted. Don't know how I care about it still. I saw the trailer and I was like, eh.
I could watch it when it comes out on Max. I don't know. It's kind of like that in the Guardians for me. Like they're movies where it's not really. It's not even that I don't care. I do care. I want to see the movies, but it's gotten to the point where there's this just, and it's not even just like the comic book movies, it's media in general. There's just this oversaturation of it that we're just starting to finally realize and reckon with in our lives. Like, God, do you remember the days when you would like look at the newspaper to see what was programming and whether or not you even wanted to watch TV that night?
Wait, they actually had that in the newspaper?
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm dating myself here, but every night in the entertainment section, they had the local channels and what was going to be playing, and you could like look and see and be like, okay, I want to watch that, 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 and that, or like, fuck it, there's nothing I don't care about. And like, you could even check it because, you know, in the summer months, it was often a lot of reruns. So it was like, ah, I guess there's nothing to watch. I'd rather go out and play flashlight tag and shit.
Actually, just from TV Weekly.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, newspaper. I looked at TV Weekly. Fuck the newspaper.
Oh, my grandma got TV Guide. That was a freaking treat because it was like a magazine with the TV stuff.
I think that's what I meant. It was a TV Guide. That. I would take advantage of going to my mom's client's house because we would clean it and they'd all have it flipped open to the week of. And I'm like, oh shit, Saturday, they got a good game on.
Oh, no, see, but it, exactly, but still, you're looking at something, deciding whether you wanted to watch. Now everything's, you got every streaming service, you got, and most of the time it's not even like, oh, I want to watch this. It's like, what is similar to something I'm in the mood for that is on the streaming service that I pay for? Because, but there's just, it's all over the place. You could just go to YouTube. I spent, I don't know how many hours over the past few days. My buddy turned me on to Hey EW with RJ City, and oh my gosh, it's, you know, I'm gonna, we stuck to pretty much comic book stuff for the first 5 minutes of the show. I'm gonna veer hard left into some wrestling because, yeah, I mean, I think you should watch it. It's really cool because what I feel like what RJ's doing is he basically does sort of a master class in, you know, promo work for AEW. And you can tell the experienced veterans, some of them will like take him for a ride and dominate the whole performance. And then some of them let him dominate. Some of them work with him and they kind of work together and have a really cool program. It's just like 10 to 15 minutes pretty much wrestling practice that they could literally just go to YouTube and then like pick apart and sort of use as promo game tape in a way. But it's fucking hilarious too.
Well, speaking of wrestling, Osprey beat Omega.
I don't know. I didn't. I haven't bought it yet. I haven't decided if I'm gonna watch it or read it. I guess I'll have to figure it out before tomorrow. Tomorrow being Wednesday and all.
I'm not gonna bother. Well, I'll watch parts of it. I'm not gonna lie. I'll just kind of like cheat by just watching the highlights of pieces. Same with Money in the Bank. Apparently, there was a good surprise there too.
That hasn't happened yet.
Well, then they teased it already.
Sash Vince, he's trying to be sneaky.
He's not. That's Mustache Vince is creepy Vince, which is definitely not a difference.
Well, for a while, I was like, oh my gosh, they're really putting out programming that makes me question switching focuses, and then Vince came back and it was like, oh yeah, this annoyance at the bland thing that because he keeps trying to do the same things over and over again. That's what I remember. That's why I stopped watching them. He's a brilliant mind who needs to step away.
He should have stepped away 15 years ago.
Yeah, probably. Oh.
All right, back to what we were trying to say earlier. Flash is decent for the last season, as far as I've seen. Nothing spectacular, nothing nice. It's like the end of Arrow.
It's okay. I mean, it's
Titans
the
was
same stuff it always was.
Zen.
Titans, I didn't.
But I liked it.
I watched all the way to the last episode, and then my whole I don't want to stop thing kicked in, and so now I haven't watched past what I should have. Oh well. I'll probably watch it sometime before the summer ends.
Yeah. What did we actually watch?
Huh?
Oh, Into the Spider-Verse. That's good.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was waiting to get into those, because it was like, I know we're doing, surprise people, we're doing kind of a flashbang episode where it's pretty quick and we're moving through things. That's why we've had some pretty quick transitions compared to what we usually do, because I have a list of things we were supposed to talk about, and we've already hit, oh, my light won't turn on. We've already hit everything but two things, and the two things were the Spider-Man stuff that were supposed to be the last few things anyway. But yeah, we saw Into the Spider, or Across the Spider-Verse, which was an amazing, brilliant, epic movie with a real shit-tastic ending.
Yeah, that for that reason. Yeah, I remember watching it, then I went to hang out with friends. They're like, oh, how was it? I was like, totally, what was it? Misled. Misadvertised. Well, and that's why I was like, it is a one of two piece movie. And that is a total bitch. I wish I'd known this in the beginning.
Well, it's not even that, like, we knew that they were, think of all of these franchises. They're constantly building. They're constantly doing things that indicate that they want to make another one and another one and another one. They want the serial franchise that's going to make some perpetual money. And so that's what they're trying to build all the time. And so it's not surprising. The problem with this one is they just didn't fucking care enough to try to make this anything more than an intermission story, is the best way to put it. Like, Across or Into the Spider-Verse started out the storyline. The next one is where they're going to finally end the arc. But in this one, they claim they made a full arc, but all their arc was these characters now are not friends, that are questioning their friendship. But it wasn't a full arc. Like, I don't know. I think when we talked about it, I said, you can make an Empire Strikes Back, but there has to be like some kind of resolution at the end. Like, even in Empire, sure, Han was frozen in carbonite, but Luke had been saved and was getting a new hand, and they were all like sort of, oh yeah, we didn't get what we wanted this time, but there's a future we can move toward. And in this Spider-Man one, it was just kind of like, they mentioned the canon events, they imply what the canon event will be, and then they say to be continued.
Yeah. Besides that, I thought it was a great introduction to the other Spider-Man and Spider-Women. The art was great. I loved it all.
I like the effects they used, and they use them in the comics too, but the way they, like, different Spider-Men from different universes, different time periods,
yeah,
take on the art styles that they were drawn with.
Yeah, I like, what was it, punk rock, Spider-Man?
See, I have my own problem with that one, because, like, yeah, Spider-Punk is an awesome character, played very well by, actually, I think it's Daniel Kaluuya from, he was one of the guys in Black Panther. But Spider-Punk is great. My problem with it is, growing up in, like, punk music and stuff like that, Spider-Punk himself is essentially a representation of the criticism of the commodification and corporatization of society, put out there by one of the big corporate entities of our society. So it's almost like someone who's supposed to be criticizing the corporate entity, but because the corporate entity is the one that's putting them out there, their barbs are just a little, like, softer than you would expect when it comes to certain things. And then also, like, it, I don't know, it's like when I was growing up and there was those kids in the anarchy shoes made by Converse. It was like, yeah, just because it says anarchy doesn't mean it actually is, you know, just because it's called Spider-Punk doesn't mean like it actually like it's more of a parody because of who's on the drawing end, you know, the when the corporates are drawing the character that's supposed to criticize the corporates, they're not really going to criticize the corporates. And that's just my two cents, but the character himself is fucking amazing in the movie. Played, drawn really well by great artists, played really well by a great voice actor, you know, just does have some of the best parts available. So I don't know why the hell I'm bitching.
Yeah, I'm still wondering why.
But yeah, it was a decent movie. The ending was shit. You know, they could have done better.
Yeah,
To be
I
continued in
agree
a
with
mo like a two-parter for a TV show. All right, cool. It's a TV show. But we paid well, I was gonna say we paid money for those tickets, but we were actually in the theater and there was a blackout and we wound up getting our money back, so I guess we didn't pay the movie. We did pay for
Even
some
so, though.
popcorn, though.
Yeah. Even so, though, it would have been nice to. I don't know. I agree with you. The only complaint is really that would have been nice to know it was like just a piece of the movie heading into something more or not. Oh, this is definitely a straight up movie and there's an ending to it, not continued. But,
Yeah. Well.
yeah, I'm hoping to see Flash one way or the other.
I don't know. And that's why it's so hard. Is one of the reasons why we rushed to see Spider-Verse was my son, because he's young and it's the kind of movie that was made just for him. We're not actually the target audience, I don't think. But two, was the production company, because it's a Sony movie, it's not going to easily show up on streaming services within like 2 to 3 months. Guardians, I haven't looked, but I bet it's going to be on over the summer on Disney Plus. And then The Flash, shit, probably sometime around September, be on HBO Max. Or sorry, not HBO Max anymore, just Max.
Yeah.
I don't
That
know
was
when you
a
know.
nowhere.
Huh?
No, just it's not just Max. I'm like, seriously, you guys had a rebrand for what?
Well, because they have to pretend like, oh, our parent company decided to merge some of the stuff that they own, so let's pretend like it's a whole new product when really it's just, you know, some additional code and access scripts. I don't know. Oh, I think we're both just tired today. Tired
I've
and
been
cranky, and fuck these Spider-Man movies.
well. I said it from the beginning, and I know some people hate me for it. Not the biggest fan of the first Spider-Man. The whole time, especially once Spider-Man 2 and 3 kind of popped up, I'm like, yeah, I could care less for the Tobey Maguire version.
I've always had a hard. I've never been Spider-Man's biggest fan, but whatever. It is what it is. Now, speaking of, you know, Spider-Man in a different light, thinking that this episode, I mean, oh, geez, I've been reading. Part of the reason I haven't been watching stuff is because I've been reading so many comics just to read them. I just read something like 50 issues of Darth Vader. Looking at the earlier the one that came out in 2015, and then there was another one that came out in 2017. So the 2015 one was just after the Battle of Yavin when the Death Star blew up, and then the 2017 one was just after Darth Vader becomes Darth Vader. So it's so like and they make sure to mention time periods so that you know that they're not filling all gaps, they're just filling some of the gap. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I was just bringing that up to mention that I've read so many comics over the past month, month and a half, that we have a bunch that we can do these five significant takeaway segments for. But because we were talking about Into the Spider-Verse a little bit today, and that was kind of going to be our theme, I read Superior Spider-Man. Do you know about Superior Spider-Man, Mr. Verano?
No. I'm assuming it's not superior and he's a total douche.
So, you're halfway there.
Yes.
Basically, it's, so there was, I didn't read the storyline before it, but there was a storyline where I guess, Dr. Octopus was dying and he managed to get Spider-Man hooked up to some, brain swapping machine, and he swapped brains with Spider-Man, and then his body was still dying and was like literally moments away from failure, and Peter Parker is in that body, and Otto Octavius is in Spider-Man's body, and then, you know, Otto Octavius's body dies with Peter Parker's mind in it. And there's still a remnant of Peter in Peter Parker's body, but in control is Otto Octavius. So that's why it's the Superior Spider-Man. It's the Spider-Man that exists because Otto Octavius overwrote Peter's mind with his own.
And so wow, what essentially... a prick move.
Huh?
I said, what a prick move. That...
Yeah, but he makes, they kind of make the point that without some of the little whininess and emotionality of Peter and of some of the things that sort of literally do make Peter who Peter is, Doc Ock, for a short time, is able to be way more efficient as a Spider-Man. But then certain things that Peter has learned over the years sort of trip Dr. Octopus up, and, you know, it ends with Peter back in control after a major crisis that sort of was a result of some of the hubris and negligence of Dr. Octopus. But at the same time, there were some improvements that he made where he was just, he was really good. And that's our first takeaway, is Dr. Octopus is a superior, like in certain ways was a superior Spider-Man. Couldn't completely replace Peter Parker, but for a time did a damn good job.
Supremely short time. But yeah, they his also, whininess and his cleverness is a lot more creative, which I think Doc Ock doesn't always find the way to be clever.
Yeah. Well, and they made, I mean, so let's see, there was that. They, oh, geez. Dead air. Fuck. Brain fart. So not only that, but Dr. Octopus is a very interesting sort of tragic character. He does shut Peter out for a time. Peter does actually willingly give Dr. Octopus some time in his own body, sort of realizes that basically, you know, you don't realize it when you're reading it at the time, but what happens in the middle that leads to Peter sort of self-erasing or allowing himself to be slightly erased at the end is sort of referenced when Dr. Octopus has to bring Peter back to deal with the goblin mess that he has made. And, yeah, so another takeaway is that there are plenty of plenty of familiar faces, old and new, but this was not the story if you wanted some of the things to go back to the way they were. Peter does break up, or is apart from his post-Mary Jane Watson girlfriend, but Mary Jane Watson also moves away from him in this time period. Understandably so, because he's actually not Peter Parker, he's Dr. Octopus. but also like Norman Osborn is there, plays a really significant role, especially at the end. I know there's something I was forgetting because there's some deep connection I wanted to make because I was like, oh yeah, like it was a. I'm kind of not doing it justice. It was a very spectacular storyline. So if you really have the time, check it out. Peter Superior Spider-Man is a really good Marvel outing. But I guess our second takeaway being that, you know, there's a lot of cameos that you'll enjoy and see and understand, and some that you won't. Like, I had no fucking clue who Cardiac was, but that was pretty cool. It was a guy who, like, is an anti-hero vigilante, but he's an anti-hero because he steals medical supplies to run a clinic to do life-saving procedures that aren't exactly approved by the FDA.
So, I'll be damned.
Yeah, it's got some pretty cool parts to it. Let's see, what can takeaway number four be? Well, for the fourth takeaway, I'm really trying not to hit the low hanging fruit, but it's really cool. They prominently feature a littler friend of Dr. Octopus, and so that sort of understated inclusion of diversity is a pretty cool thing for them to include. But I'm also trying not to outright shine a spotlight on it, because outside of a few, like an understandably awkward moment when Aunt May meets, you know, it's kind of Peter's new girlfriend, but it's not really, it's Otto's new girlfriend. But he has a little person girlfriend, and she is a awesome character, but you know, I was trying to avoid it because I felt like trying to crack jokes on that would have been low hanging fruit and not very might get us canceled and such.
I think you try to explain it just made it worse and funny at the same time.
Yeah, I've done that before. And takeaway number five, I mean, granted, how they sell it in trades will probably be a little bit more, you know, broken up into a few different storylines. But in terms of how fast of a read it is, Superior Spider-Man's a relatively quick read. It was a less than 3-year run, so something like 20 something issues. Might have gotten up into the 30s. It might have been a 3-year run, but it was pretty easy to get through, pretty quick and compelling, which I don't always say that about Spider-Man stories. Sometimes I'm trying to read them in slot and really just slowly pacing through and having to really drag myself to get into it. But this one was one where I was able to get through pretty quickly. That's based on interest. So I would say that if you're a reader and you like your comics, and you find that Peter Parker is really not the character for you, try a book where Otto Octavius is play acting Peter Parker, because it's actually kind of interesting in how it's different, but also somewhat better in some ways. More just different.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right, well, I think that might be all we got.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure we had, and we're coming in just under the wire. I'm probably going to get this out right before June ends. But we said we were going to try to do one a month. So, you know, next month we're coming back, and we're coming back finally with more Cable and Deadpool. You know, it's we're going to do the Civil War tie-in issues. We're going to have a sort of bigger piece of the story to go through. And, you know, Civil War is such a good storyline. We thought it was considering that next month is also
July 4th,
which has a significant connection to the Civil War. And I forgot to tell you how we're setting up that joke. So if you know how we're doing it, Mr. Verano, you can start early right now by correcting me. which I thought was Civil War.
Yeah, we'll have to go over those notes because I forgot.
We'll figure that out for next time. But yes. Until then, I guess once again, I think we've got a pretty good sign off with go to hell, San Diego.
Yeah, and Cleveland.